Warning, all views expressed in this show, past, present, and future, are satirical in nature. We here at the Fumcast are smooth-brained and naive. Listener discretion is advised. Hotel!
I know they're not white, Bryson, but they're still people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. So we have a very special guest today joining us for the very first time. So I want you guys to call him a faggot and call him fat and do everything else that you guys do. Make fun of his voice. And make sure you go to fumcast.xyz, the website, and www.patreon.com/fumcast and subscribe, because we want to continue to do this at an even lower effort for you guys. So without further ado, I'm going to let it go to Bryson and let him introduce our guest.
Yes, we have here today one of my good friends. We've known each other for several years. He's a burger connoisseur, a man of very many sharp knives, and the only other man to give me some sex tingles. Let's welcome my good friend Levi.
Yeah, I've never been on a podcast before, so this is a little...
Oh, shit. Turn on your mic. Fucking switch.
Live technical issues.
Check.
Check right. That.
This is my first
time. There we go.
Yeah. You know, we're only like 30 episodes in and we did not do sound check.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Dude. That's for retards.
Nah. Oh, bro, I am a retard.
Yeah.
Well,
we all
right
are.
Right in.
Yes, we all are. So.
I'm malleable.
Well, if Austin doesn't start showing up, maybe he'll take a spot.
Yes, exactly. Our co-host has been gone for few weeks now. We've been making do with
three.
This will be the fourth week.
Damn.
This will be the fourth week.
This is crazy. This cannot stand.
Yeah, he's not getting a paycheck this month.
He's not getting a paycheck regardless.
I know, because I'm not receiving one either. I'm just saying that.
You're paying the company.
Yeah, I know. I'm not paying the company so much as I invested in early on Patreon.
Very much.
So I just have like a part of a share now.
Yeah.
That's essentially what this is.
Yeah.
So Levi, tell us about yourself. Give us a little, I don't know, I already told them that you like burgers and knives.
You're not white?
Oh yeah, he's not white. Don't let the lighting deceive you. He's only half, which keeps with our tradition that we haven't had a full minority on as a guest yet.
Yeah, we genuinely have not.
Yeah,
we haven't even had a full woman on yet.
Yeah, well, that doesn't even count. We all know that.
The thing is about Mexicans and whites, he's just, we're all mutts.
Yeah, so we're sticking with our white pride in this, and you know, keeping at least at halvesies for now.
The Indians fuck the Aztecs.
Yeah, you know, something like
how
that.
It goes.
Yeah, so
my people were taken by the Spaniards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad doesn't talk about it enough. That'd be fucked up.
Things you should talk about it more.
Bro, if my dad was just like, because he's a quiet Mexican, so he doesn't really speak that much English unless he has to. Or like he meets like somebody he knows from work. He's like, hi, Vince. He's like, oh, hi. Yeah. Oh, my God. My dad doesn't even talk like that. He's like older school Mexican than that.
Pinche way.
Oh, he has called me pinche tonto once when I spilled soda on the couch, and that was fucked. Called me a fucking idiot or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what that means.
Yeah, something like that. I don't.
Who the fuck knows? Who
I
cares?
Don't speak burrito.
Yeah.
But.
He prefers taco vendor.
Taco vendor, my apologies. I didn't want to be racially insensitive on this racist podcast.
What about, you think there should be a way to conjugate the word day laborer? Like day laborer, day laboree, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we have...
The Lobo.
I have always said that, you know, you can, those should be interplaceable within anything. So yeah, day laborer, day laborer.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No hard R.
No hard R. Day laborer.
Okay.
Or does it have to be day labor?
Well, I'm a part of this. Well, you got to understand, I'm a day laborer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just, I mean, look at the mic.
Yeah, exactly. You're just calling it how it is.
Negra.
Black fucker.
That's not racist because it's Spanish.
is that black?
Is that exactly how it works? Because I was not aware that that's how it worked.
Is there an N-word in Spanish?
No. They would just say the word.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen the clip of the dude? He just says, "What's up?" And he's just saying it, and the black dudes come up to him. He's like, "What did you say?"
He goes,
"I'm Mexican." Yeah. And then they're like, "Hola," and they're just friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the best time. But that isn't how it works all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you stick around because I bought a huge bottle of tequila.
You know, for all the appropriation that we do on this show.
Yeah, of course.
I do a really good Speedy Gonzalez, but I got to be really fucked.
Stick around, folks. You might hear it.
Stick around. We might get some culturally insensitive impressions here, which is essentially half the show most of the time.
A white dude.
That's most of the show.
A white dude who did the voice? That's not culturally insensitive.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, one of our main characters on this show here is an Indian guy getting raped. That's
Indian guy being raped. Shout out.
Yeah, shout out to that.
He hasn't been on any of the... fuck's sake. I'm fucked up, bro.
Words are hard.
Yeah, they suck. He hasn't been on any of the video episodes yet.
I don't think the Indian guy has. He's...
Don't touch me like that.
We keep him locked up in the cage with what the fuck?
Cuckold Me Elmo, Nacho Man Randy Savage, JFK having sex with Fidel Castro. I mean,
apparently I fuck Kimbo Slice on the reg.
You having sex with Kimbo Slice? There's so many characters, dude. How can you keep up?
You can't. Exactly. We've created our own little world here that's gone completely awry.
This is why we need to have a sketch show.
We do. We need that. We need more clips. Follow our TikTok, by the way. This retard over here gave us a TikTok. We finally succumb to the Chinese government.
As we should.
And we have suckled on the balls of Xi Jinping, and we're now on TikTok. So
I wish Austin was here to do the
Yeah, dude.
The Chinese music.
We do. Yeah.
Whatever.
Austin, we miss you.
The only thing I can do is where's that?
Don't trust China. China is asshole. Don't trust China. China is asshole.
Hell yeah, dude.
As you see, we come fully prepared with our
Sound bits.
Yeah, sound bits.
Racist soundboard.
We even have our own sensor for... I forgot we had the Hell Nah dog over there.
We got so much shit.
We got a lot of shit.
I think my headphones are all messed up.
God fucking damn it.
Is it your monitor?
Bro, this show sucks.
Yeah. It's exactly about how scuffed as you would think two white boys in a bedroom would make a podcast.
Yeah. Several thousand dollars sunk into this bullshit.
His money, not mine.
Yep.
I'm just here for the lulz.
Entirely my money.
Who scuffed you?
God fucking damn it. Myself.
Oh, shit.
For making this decision and deciding to do this bullshit.
Hey, man. I did the same thing with trying to make beats. I'm probably not going to make any money, but I've sunk like $700.
Hell yeah, dude. What'd you buy?
Sampler and a program.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm having fun.
But it's fun, yeah.
That's this podcast. I'm just having fun. It's an excuse for me to actually hang out with people once a week. Otherwise, I would not see anybody.
That's honestly true. I mean, I really don't see many people. So, yeah, this is my social interaction allotment for the week. And even then, it's talking to some dumbass cameras and making jokes about all the racist things.
Yeah, talking about the Jews and calling this guy a day laborer.
Yeah.
And you're not wrong.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, you got family lineage of that, right?
Oh, yeah. My dad just works and works and works. I don't know if he'll ever retire.
Your family tree's just hanging out at Home Depot? Is that what's going on?
No, actually. They like to work in factories.
Oh, yeah.
Which they break the stereotype classic. A little bit.
Yeah.
Not the river part.
Yeah.
They do cross a river.
I know a factory around here named Forest River. That would fit.
Is that really like a stereotype that Mexicans don't work in factories, though?
Not around here.
I was going to say, because around here, I feel like that's...
They just fucking hang out at Home Depot and go do landscaping and eat at food trucks and shit or whatever.
Or cleaning.
Cleaning. Oh, Cleaning's
for the women.
I've gotten that a lot because with pizza delivery, sometimes I'll get, in the rich neighborhoods, I'll get a delivery and it's like just to three older Mexican women cleaning some like mansion.
At the Black People Mall.
Yes, at the Black People Mall. No, there's no Black people in that neighborhood. They're probably highly frowned upon by most of those.
Yeah, they're not hanging out at the Black People Mall.
Old rich fucks in that neighborhood.
I've seen the Black People Mall before.
We were just at it earlier today. I think that's his code word for the liquor store.
I just watched Million Dollar Extreme. I was...
Because when you first said Black People Mall, I thought of like a strip mall that's like a liquor store, a cash checking place,
a Boost Mobile, yeah,
yeah,
and a hair place,
and a hair, oh, yeah, yeah. That it's specifically, you know, that does braids,
the
and
beauty supply store that's owned by Asians,
yeah,
specifically Koreans.
I think we're talking about the same place.
Yeah, and then there's probably a smoke shop there too.
I've literally seen this.
I know there is at least one in every city.
Don't you live out back?
No.
I would if they'd let me.
Do you think since, you know, you live on a golf course, they'd give you like a discount if you just, you know, followed people around and just I'll hold your club, yes.
Well, they definitely make it mow it.
Only if I get the outfit right.
Ooh, yeah, you do need a good outfit.
Socks, golf shoes, one of those stupid looking Scottish hats.
Kill. Oh, yeah. One of those
only
like,
button the top button, that type of shit.
One of those Nardwar hats.
Yeah.
Literally, it's just Nardwar out there golfing. That'd be fun. I feel like Nardwar would be fun to golf with.
Nardwar's the shit, dude.
Nardwar's fucking awesome.
He freezes at the right time. Have you ever seen that video of him about to get like the bodyguards coming after him and then mm-hmm. just stops? And they're like,
yeah.
He's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Crazy. It,
especially with like Uzi and like those really like high profile rappers out there that have those big security details. They're like, who the fuck is this cracker? It's just, hello, I'm Nardwar.
You guys think he's gay?
Nah.
No, dude,
he could get so much pussy if he.
Yeah, I bet he could.
Like, could. He probably does. Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
He strikes me as a guy that doesn't know how to close.
Either that or he's a guy who just listens to music all the time and just keeps doing that shit.
Either that or...
He goes, bitches, I don't got time.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I think he just fucks dudes just for the masculine satisfaction, you know?
I feel like he doesn't struggle to close, but he
like
maybe...
Types,
yeah. But maybe he like struggles with the grasp of like having a relationship.
Very interesting.
I don't know. That's what I get.
That makes sense.
That's what I get for it. And then like... That way he has, like, a connection in each city, and then...
Oh, hoes in different area codes.
Yeah, exactly. And then that way when he shows up, he's just like, thank you, last time we met 6 years ago, you expressed your love for McDonald's hot mustard. So here is McDonald's hot mustard for you.
Yeah.
Suck my dick again, please.
So he's like the white pit bull, basically, is what you're saying.
He's...
Here's a picture of you in fifth grade. And this is the teacher's name.
Here's a picture of you in fifth grade that I've used as a cum tribute.
Oh, geez, a pedophile. Wow.
I'm just throwing that out.
Very interesting.
Dark Nardwar.
Darkwar.
Evil Nardwar. That would be an interesting, like...
What about War, you know what I'm saying?
Who do you think the Nardwar of pedophiles is?
Nardwar. I think we settled that just now.
Allegedly. In Minecraft.
In Minecraft, shit, I'm late. There we go.
No, but imagining like a pedophile Nardwar would be like
JoJo Siwa.
Could you imagine getting molested by that dude? That would suck.
That would, but like,
that'd be so. Like, imagine right up there with getting molested while Avenged Sevenfold is playing.
He'd be
like neck and neck with how terrible.
He'd be like grooming you for years or whatever, and then like when it actually like came to fruition, he's like, "Here's a photo I took of you at 3 years old through your window."
That would be kind of nice.
And then he does that. He's like, "See, this is how long I've loved you. Here's a picture from the bushes from your five year old birthday party." And
you know what? I might actually like that.
Like it's just, it's an endearing stalker, but it's just Nardwar-esque.
It's kind of cute.
Sure. Sure. That's, stalking is cute, guys. And it's definitely not against the law. Yeah, and you will not get in trouble for it.
All the listeners and viewers, you guys should definitely keep doing it because I know you already are.
Lord knows we have the most bottom barrel of listeners out there.
Bro.
Levi, imagine the worst people you know.
Yeah, reject from the Adam Friedland Show subreddit.
Imagine the worst people you know. Do not alter your image of what those people are.
At the Black People Mall.
How do I feel about these people that are the worst people? Do I like them? Do I hate them?
You should definitely hate them.
I feel bad for them?
You should hate them.
There's definitely a level.
I hate you.
There's definitely a level of pity there.
So do I want to torture them, though?
Yes.
All right, I just want to know where, like, is there physical violence? Is it just where in my head?
They want to join militias, but they're too afraid, essentially.
They're the C-average cops in every small rural town.
That's the fan base.
Oh.
Yeah.
So spit in his face.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Like, we should, truthfully, we plug it at the beginning, you know, follow us, give us money, yada, yada, but we're not doing anything out there. We fucking hate these guys.
Yeah, and they're not. They're definitely not doing us any favors either.
No, they're only out here giving money to Big Liquor to go home and beat their fucking wives, if they have them. If not, they're just beating their own meat.
They don't. They definitely do not. The idea that these fucking retards have wives is hilarious.
Well, didn't you say some of our analytics were, like, fucking from, like, the jungles on, like, Google free?
Samsung free.
Samsung free. Yeah. Whatever. I don't speak poor.
Yeah.
I do.
Oh, yeah. We get listeners from, like, fucking Uganda and shit, bro.
Hell yeah.
It's wild.
My favorite musical takes place in Uganda.
Does it?
Yeah, the Book of Mormon. Yeah, I love listening to that shit. Uganda!
Of course, how could I forget?
Where's that? Dude.
The home of all white people. Uganda.
What was that country that we set up over there? Has the same flag as us, essentially. Liberia or some shit?
Niger?
No. I wish. No, it's like a... Fuck, I can't think of the name of the country. Jamie, pull that shit up, dude.
Just Google countries in Africa?
No, it's Google Liberia. See what pops up. I think they have like an American flag, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a
Texas flag.
Yeah, it looks like the old Texas flag.
Yeah, yeah. It was basically like a retarded American colony or some shit.
History of Liberia.
Let's see what's going on there.
It's a country in West Africa founded by the free people of color from the United States. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
There's got to be something there about them. Like, I know their capital city is named after like James Madison or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's.
Yeah, I know history.
I don't know shit.
Something. Rejection of colonization in the United States.
Yeah, so it was like a... That's kind of jogging my memory. It's like a...
Is it where we tried to send the free black, like, the slaves back to?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from this.
We tried to start, like, a nation state over there to send, like, freed black slaves after the Civil War.
How did we skip over this in history class? We probably did, and I just...
It kind of rules, dude, because I think after they showed up back there...
That's kind of like what Britain did with Australia, just on a much smaller scale.
Exactly.
Not saying that all the freed slaves were criminals like how Britain treated Australia.
Well, they weren't black. There's a very big distinction there.
I mean, but there were blacks in Australia. They got the Aboriginals.
Yeah, but they were already there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there were blacks already in Africa, too.
Yeah, and that's why they enslaved them, because I think after they established...
Is it just one big circle?
Yes. I think after they established Liberia, they began like a slave trade there or some shit, if my memory serves me correctly. Which, if not...
I don't feel like reading this whole Wikipedia article on Liberia.
If that's not true, I'm very sorry to every single article that has just been written.
Oh, there was a coup?
Hell yeah.
No. Wow. Yeah. Shocker. The United States put on a coup?
They get wild over there, dude.
Couldn't imagine.
They get into, like, cannibalism and shit. It's pretty wild. The Africans know how to do it right.
Oh, yeah? You've ever been to an African church?
Hell yeah. You mean a Baptist church?
No, there's like black churches, like Southern Baptists as well, but like doesn't have to just be Baptists. There's just plain old black churches.
Well, a white Baptist church is wild.
You know, hip-hop. There's got to be a BAP.
Dude, I would love to go to a black church, like unironically. I think it would be...
It's not as fun as you think it is.
I highly doubt that.
I've been before. It's very uncomfortable.
Where at?
In Fort Wayne.
That is in the north. That does not count.
No, it's not in the north. I went to a black church on the south side once. Oh, you met in the north. Okay.
States.
Geographically in the United States.
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
No, I feel like a deep southern black church.
They would look at you weird.
I'm sure they would.
I promise you, you would.
I'm sure they would.
It would not feel comforting at all.
I'm sure I would get some looks, but you go in there, treat them nice and whatever.
That would be like me going into the White People Mall earlier today with the Obama shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing.
Yeah, well, the difference is that I think I would be fine because I don't think it would bother me.
You think you're racist enough to...
I don't think I'm racist.
Show them who's boss?
That is not at all what I was saying. I think it would be... I have the right level of whiteness that I could... would be fine.
Yeah. Super white, but not Jewish.
I have the right level of whiteness where it seems like black people generally like me, and it's weird. Like, yeah. I've seen a black lady walk by this white dude, didn't say shit, walked by me. Oh, hi, sweetie. Didn't even know her.
Was that in jail?
No.
Well, you used to live on the south side, so I mean...
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen shit where people just don't talk to other people, and then they talk to me. I'm like, why the fuck did you talk to me? I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
Like, am I a mark?
Do you give off criminal vibes, do you think?
Now.
You're now? A criminal?
No.
Okay.
Well.
Sitting over there doing dope.
I'm thinking. I have to think about it.
As far as Levi's aware, he's not a criminal.
Sure. He's just a dishwasher.
Bro, I'm better than a dishwasher.
How dare you insult this man? He is better than a dishwasher.
I'm a super dishwasher.
We like casual race.
He's a busser. No.
Nah, bro.
He busses all the time.
Nah, Levi's...
Man, that'd be cool.
Levi's a great-ass line cook. Which, I mean, is all...
Hell yeah, dude.
Which, I mean, that's also a very standard Mexican job. Like
Mexican restaurant?
And you know what? It doesn't run in the family.
No, it's not a Mexican restaurant, but technically with all the line cooks being Mexicans out there, every restaurant's a Mexican restaurant.
Honestly, they just hired, like, the past few months, they hired almost all Mexicans and Hispanics. Not even a joke. Like,
you
black
probably...
people left, the Mexicans came in.
Dude, when I worked at Cracker Barrel, even the Mexicans worked at Cracker Barrel. Like that was all the line cooks were just Mexican.
Yeah. You probably have to do coke just to keep up appearances, right?
Nah, bro.
He's all natural.
Well, yeah. I don't know what that means.
Looks at energy drink.
No, does this? I love caffeine and weed.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, dude.
Don't we all?
But other than that,
I respect that.
Like, even the alcohol I barely touch anymore.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I respect that.
Yeah. I remember we used to always have fun drinking and doing some fun shit. Hell yeah.
Like not drugs?
Like, yeah, not drugs. We didn't do drugs, really.
Yeah.
Until I did.
Until we did, and then drugs were pretty fun.
Yo, man, I've never looked at the color red again the same.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, I mean, shit, when I was given...
I miss drugs.
When I was given Levi's intro, that's what I was saying. The only man that's ever given me sex tingles, that's this little fucking... one of, like, the first... This was, damn, probably within, like, the first month of us, like, really smoking and hanging out. You know, like, when you're young and smoking and, you know, it's your first few times and whatnot. And I got, you know...
You're watching MTV and having sex in front of your friends and stuff?
No. Not that far.
Oh, it's...
Yeah. I became a ghost once, dude.
A little different than what we did.
Yeah, no, a little... You did.
Okay.
I was not a willing participant in that show.
Yeah, I raped your eyes.
Indeed. No, but what the fuck was I just saying? It was, you know, the tingly type of weed or whatever. Ooh. And all Levi was doing was, like, hovering his fucking arm above me. And I was wigging out, and I was like, this shit feels like sex tingles, bruh. And he just...
He was raping you without touching you.
It was like... Yeah.
I think it was consensual. He didn't back away. He didn't even move.
What say you, Ryson?
I think I'm a changed man after.
Yeah, you are pretty gay.
That's why I'm here, after all.
Makes a lot of sense.
But no, yeah, one time Levi turned into a ghost. That shit was crazy.
I think it was more like a banshee after I think about it.
Yeah.
Aren't banshees mostly women?
Bro, I think at that moment, I think I was.
I just never should have smoked that shit, and now I'm trans.
Them white boys had me on crystal meth.
Nah, I remember probably, like, I look at it back on the Snapchat memories whenever it pops up. One of the funniest things that we ever did in that time was when we lived in college dorms at the time. Levi didn't, he was just there. But our RAs across the hallway had put
out the AirPod.
Not this was a year after. But
I can't believe we've never told that story.
It was around Valentine's Day, and so they were advertising like use it safe sex and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so on this poster board across from our door, it just said no glove, no love, and was talking about condoms. But we thought it was a little dumb that they didn't even provide condoms or do it. They were just advertising it.
Took it personally.
Yes, we thought that we should pick up the slack for them.
I can see where this is going.
So we went to Kroger and bought some condoms.
And some thumbtacks.
And some thumbtacks.
Yeah.
And now, what I will say, we did not thumbtack all of the condoms straight to the poster board. We only did, I think, three of them. And then we actually did have a legitimate box of fully usable ones that we hung up. We did a good deed with it. Okay. And... yeah, we just kind of left it hanging there, and the next morning...
You kind of let Darwin do the rest.
Yeah, I think it wasn't the next morning. It maybe went like a day or two, but the RA for that building was in me and my roommate's class for that one of our morning classes. She knew we lived in the same hallway and all that, and she kind of came up to us in class and was like, you guys need to take that shit down. Like, it was like, she goes, it's funny, but I could get in trouble if my boss were to come and see that or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, your boss doesn't have a sense of fucking humor, lady.
Because clearly
that's funny. I mean, still kind of fucked up that we stabbed the condoms.
Let me grab one of those condoms and rape you real quick.
No, Jesus. But, like, we still did a good thing, but... No, that shit was funny.
Yeah.
I wish we would have...
I think I remember that kind of vaguely.
It was funny too, because I remember some of the lube from one of the condoms seeped out of the holes that we had poked. And so there was this oily lube stain on the butcher paper for like
just
the rest.
Lube and spermicide.
Yeah, it was just
dripping down the wall.
Yeah, just fucking ribbed for our pleasure.
Hell yeah, dude.
At least it wasn't used.
Yeah, at least exactly. At least we didn't just like...
I can't think of anything better. Could you imagine putting like a full condom up there? Just thumbtacking.
Imagine just putting a condom up there thumbtack it to the wall and then another sign that says please watch after use and hang back up or something
that
like
that. Would work. Yeah, that'd be good.
Just
wet it condo. Down.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you could even
please dry clean.
You could even like cornstarch and water and make a slurry and then just put that in it and hang it.
Starch it.
Yeah, make it look like a little slurry in the tip of the condom to make it look used and hang it
up. Microwave before returning.
Please disinfect before use. It's just the communal condom. What would have been funny then for that is if you put, yeah, communal condom and then like put the RA's number. It says, please contact, put the number if your size isn't available.
Well, it'd be like dudes wearing underwear, you know, just wearing them for multiple days and then eventually turning them inside out.
That's what I was about to say, yeah.
Dude, when I used to be in Boy Scouts, like, I think this dude was like half serious. He's like, dude, you can get a bunch of days. You can get 4 days out of one pair of underwear. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, you can get 4 days out of one pair of underwear if you need to.
Where is he now?
I was like, what do you mean? He goes, well, you can wear them normally. And I was like, okay. He goes, then you turn them around. You wear them backwards. I was like, okay. He goes, well, then you flip them inside out, and you just repeat it the same. You get 4 days out of one pair.
That's a fucking retarded dude.
He was.
That dude definitely has bad paperwork, bro. He's on the sex offender list. He has to be.
When that dude farts, it itches. Like, oh, yeah. You know.
That's crunchy, dude. That's a crunchy fart.
That dude, yeah, he wasn't very well liked in Boy Scouts. He probably got touched.
You don't think he was touching?
No. I don't think he was the toucher.
He doesn't sound like he has enough game to be a pedophile.
No. You know? Well, do any pedophiles really have game except for maybe Nardwar?
I think they kind of have to. I think that's part of the whole deal.
Charisma of a pedophile.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
I mean, honestly, like, at least the ones that get caught, you would think they would have to be charismatic because they're so full of themselves that they're, like, thinking they're not going to get caught.
Yeah. It's a very narcissistic thing to be a pedophile.
That's a very narcissistic thing to molest kids.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Don't touch kids, guys.
Yeah, it's like playing Minecraft on peaceful, dude. Fucking children. That's easy.
Just playing Minecraft in general, you're more likely to be a predator, I feel like. God, I mean, how many Minecraft YouTubers have turned out to be literal pedophiles?
That's true. I heard of a lot about that shit, but I never looked into it.
I mean,
enough.
Jamie, let's pull that shit up. Oh, I will. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Bryson.
The same thing for Smash players.
I remember a Pokemon YouTuber that I used to watch. He did like Nuzlocke and shit. Turned out to be a pedophile. Nappy Boy 92, I think his handle was, or whatever.
There's an article from 8 years ago that says pedophiles in the Minecraft community.
Who? What publication, though? Who published that?
It's just a forum.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess, like, Vox or BuzzFeed or something.
Sportskeeda, 5 most controversial Minecraft YouTubers.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, and let's see here. Jay Schlatt. Really? Are we really saying that Schlatt's problematic? What did he do?
I have no idea who these people are.
Same. I just know my comedians and one gaming podcast.
That wasn't even that bad. Schlatt's a good guy. He's funny. He'll get on like Euro Truck Simulator with like a bottle of Jack Daniels.
That's original.
But he was like the first one to do it, I would say.
Sure.
Of that. I don't know. He's fun. I don't know any of these other... Oh, Basher. Fuck. I forgot about him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's one that I know.
Schlatt and then Basher. Those are two very... They're giving shit to Schlatt because he did a blackface video. He didn't fuck a kid.
Yeah, it was kind of like...
Call Me Carson. Yeah. Yeah.
That he did some like shit. That was kind of like when they wrote that article about Shane Gillis and put him right next to O.J. Simpson and R. Kelly when he got canceled.
Okay, some other guy named Jinbop.
Chinese?
Yes. At least Asian. I don't know. I can't.
What do you know, folks?
I can't tell that well. I'm not that versed in.
How easy is it?
Stereotyping Asians. His last name's Zhao, though, so.
That's definitely Chinese. And it's pronounced Joe.
Z-H-A-O?
Yeah, Joe.
I like Zhao better.
Or actually, no, Z-H-O-U is Joe.
Yeah, this is Z-H-A-O.
Yeah, the Z-H makes a J sound.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then Lion Maker. I knew about him.
What's his deal?
Sexual abuse allegations.
Give me more.
When a parent exposed him for coaxing their underage child to provide him with nude pictures.
That's some Nickelodeon type shit.
Yeah,
dude.
That's some. Yeah, that was back in fucking 2015.
Hell yeah, that rules.
Yeah.
Actually, that doesn't rule. I'm sorry.
No, that does not rule.
I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know the Nez Declassified people?
Yeah, we were talking
about how their fucking video of them saying that bullshit.
Yeah, about Drake Bell. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that when that shit was coming out. Have you watched episode 5 of that yet?
I have not.
I have not either. Slacking.
I'm going to put it on at the party tonight.
Oh, I'm sure that'll
really set the tone.
Yeah, hey guys, I wanted to put on some mood setting atmosphere. So here's Drake Bell telling his story about how he was sodomized.
Hell yeah, dude.
I thought it'd put on a certain kind of vibe that the hoes love.
Yeah. That would rule. A
3-hour marathon of Drake and Josh after.
Definitely not to make you feel uncomfortable or anything.
Nah, dude, I would totally have a great time just sitting there watching.
Oh, I mean, I would too, but I'd be pointing out all the creepy shit.
I'd sit there and I'd just be oblivious and be like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're just trying to get that fucking banana in their mouth.
They're just kids. They got a game sphere. What's going on?
They're just eating with their feet. What's wrong with that?
What's the big idea?
Why is his cock out?
What's that? That fat guy's not doing anything wrong. He's fine.
Yo, man, that guy's jerking off into the toaster. What's going on?
The toaster strudel.
Schneider's Bakery, dude. Isn't that what his production was called? Company was called?
It was something like that.
Yeah, dude.
If someone doesn't put a bun in the oven, he will.
Oh.
Yeah, he's... Shout out Dan Schneider.
Fuck. There we go. I was late.
You're slacking, man. You're slacking.
I know. These fucking cameras, dude. This shit sucks.
It's because we got to get like a solid month or so with Austin back and then...
Yeah, we got to achieve flow state.
Yeah, get our flow back.
Yeah.
Currently, it's like we just woke up after a hungover night and we have like a forked piss that we're just spraying the fucking bathroom.
I think that's pretty accurately how I feel right now.
That's how our flow sometimes is.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm fucking jittery as fuck. I think it's the mix of caffeine.
Caffeine and weed.
You got any bits?
No.
No. We never have good bits. Again, this is just...
We haven't had a good bit in a while, dude.
I improv on the fly.
Yeah.
We try, and then it mostly sucks. Unfortunately.
What was our last good bit?
Probably the fucking redneck Harry Potter.
Yeah. That was the actual last good bit.
That was like a month ago.
Yep. God damn it.
Yeah.
We couldn't even do anything with Menstrual Show.
No, because I forgot. I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Instead of Menstrual Show, it's Menstrual Show.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, but we couldn't do anything.
No, yeah, we're actually just bad comedians that are wasting 2 hours every week to entertain some retards.
Yeah, you don't have to live with that. I have to, because I'm actually a comedian.
Yeah, I'm just here because they asked me politely.
Dude, I advertised live comedy tonight for this party.
Did you really? You are retarded.
I know.
Damn. It's a great album.
So I'm just looking through Reddit and seeing what, eludes my eye here.
Can we talk about that fucking Iranian guy that kicked the ring girl in Russia?
After I read this, whatever this is, because I just saw it and it caught my eye. It says, cursed lolly porn addict.
Cute.
Exactly. And it's on r/cursed comments. So,
okay.
User Sakura.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Says Bao-chan with hearts.
Oh God.
Possession of child pornography became prohibited and punishable in Japan in 2014. It used to be legal to possess CP.
Oh no.
A worldwide union began to ban, create taboos, stigmas, and laws to protect children with an iron fist on the subject of sex/abuse with minors from the 70s and 80s. At the same time, in quotation marks, pedophilia became a mental illness and entered the DSM-5 as a paraphilia, while homosexuality left the DSM-5 and began to leverage and acquire rights and attention. Since then, every year that goes by, LGBT grows, while pedophilia, again in quotes, loses strength as LGBT advances. They're trying to create a world and a generation that... And a generation that will be born without knowing and having relationships with minors and children was commonplace, parentheses, even though it's still taboo. LGBT serves to degenerate people and make them powerless. Pedophilia is just a term to try and create a minority that doesn't exist. Who here doesn't like teenagers and even some hot kids?
Good fucking heavens, dude.
That is...
That sucks.
Sakura, kill yourself.
Is that their username? Yeah. Just Sakura? That's, no numbers or anything?
Yeah.
Good lord, that motherfucker's been on there forever.
That's like 72 different people's names, dude.
Yeah, it looks like it's a screen. It looks like it's a comment on like a YouTube video or something.
Good lord. Ugh. That sucks.
The comments just say, what the fuck? Yeah. At least no one's supporting them.
He couldn't just say the N-word, keep it old school. He had to advocate child porn.
Yes, they did.
God fucking damn it, dude. That sucks.
Someone says, upon encountering this abominable post, a wave of horror engulfed Obama. Me and compelled me to cleanse my tormented vision with potent bleach. Yes.
Good fucking heavens, dude.
Anyways, what were you saying about that? The Iran, whatever.
Oh.
Iran. Yeah,
I completely fucking...
And Iran.
That took... Beautiful song. That took the fucking wind out of my sails, dude. As if there was to begin with.
Bro, I'm fucked now. For it to hit me. I don't get that.
That's so crazy.
I'll eat an edible and it'll take like 2 hours to hit.
Oh, you meant getting high. I thought you were talking about the reaction to child porn.
No. Oh, no, that's just normal steak.
Oh, beautiful dog, I'm sorry.
It's just another day in the neighborhood.
Just another day in the neighborhood.
No, I wanted to bring up the Iranian dude who kicked that ring girl in Russia.
I don't know if I saw... Oh, the one that they beat the shit out of? Yeah. I had to refamiliarize myself.
Yeah.
What did you want?
I just wanted to talk about it. This fucking... it was so awesome, this fucking video. It's like a string of videos, actually. But there's this Iranian fighter in this Russian MMA league. And he was in the octagon, and they had like a card girl come up, and she's in a bikini, and she's like flashing cards and shit, you know what they do during MMA and stuff. And this Iranian guy took that personally, and he kicked her. Wow. Because she was like very scantily clad, you know. And after the fight, he got out of the octagon and got the shit beat out of him by like 20 Russian dudes. It was so awesome. And then after that, he went back to the locker room, comes out of the locker room, gets attacked again, and gets the shit beat out of him another time.
It's so good.
So awesome. Russia rules, dude. Fuck Ukraine.
Found a trip report on Reddit on DPH. You know, dudes doing Benadryl and whatnot, the delirians.
Good lord.
What now? The fuck does that mean?
Are you not familiar with that?
Like taking a metric fuck ton of Benadryl and then tweaking out? Or tripping out or some shit?
Yeah. It has a...
You've never done that before?
Nah, I'm vanilla, baby.
Give it a shot. It's pretty fun.
It's a deliriant, basically. It's a psychedelic, but it's a deliriant. So A lot of people talk about like spiders coming out of walls. The Hat Man.
Turn into Eddie Murphy in that one special.
You guys ever see John dies at the end? Like crazy shit like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just weird shit. You'll think like bugs are in your skin.
Yeah.
Anyways, this dude's trip reporting and he has it time stamped 7:56. 12 pills down the hatch, feeling pumped and euphoric.
Jesus.
7:59, wearing glasses, watching television, feeling nice. And then 8:03, still watching YouTube, but I have to shit. Not going to go. I'm going to hold it. 8:07, getting scared of every slight movement, hearing noises, but pretty much fine. 8:12, let my cat out of the room I'm tripping in, stuff moving, feeling dizzy. Nothing abnormal, though.
I can't wait until it just says shit myself.
8:15, feeling tired and calm, penis a lot more sensitive than usual. 8:17, eyes wide, mouth open, really calm and feels nice. If that car's outside, my body feels very light but also heavy. When I make a sudden turn, it feels like you drop on a roller coaster. And then he stops time stamping and just goes into this like essay. But I just thought it was so penis a lot more sensitive than usual. What the fuck?
Have you ever seen that?
Was this dude trying to fuck the Hat Man?
you know, you're talking about that video, right?
What?
There's the video on YMH they show of the guy who talks about take like 10 to 12 Benadryl.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so very familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll.
It's all coming together now, baby.
Yeah. No, I've gone on these weird drug subreddits because we have a cool guy of the week every week that we try. And sometimes these sometimes these subreddits pull out. So this one is U/ my stepmom is bald. So that's
a great username.
Yeah, they're tripping on Benadryl. But yeah, did we want to transition into this week's cool guy?
Yeah, fuck it. We got like 15 minutes left.
Cool. So this one is a fun one. This week's cool guy. That's just a video of it. I want the whole article. Yeah, here we go. So our cool guy of the week is 23-year-old Devin Lewis, but it is also our first posthumous cool guy of the week.
Oh, he's dead.
He is dead.
Damn. R.I.P.
Oh, I thought you meant like hummus.
No, no.
I was like, bro, that's
no, great. Not the ground chickpeas.
Bro, I was like, that sounds fucking delicious right now.
That would have been our first Arab. Cool guy. Terrorist. Cool.
So, Tucson, Arizona, authorities have released video from the fatal shooting of a sword-carrying man in Pima County on Saturday, September 24th.
Like
this is the guy I sent you in the group chat earlier in the week with the katana.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You found him?
I found him.
Yeah, dude.
I found him.
Cool guy of the week, Muhammad Atta.
The Pima County Regional Incident Team released the video on Friday, March 29th. So it's a little bit older of a video, but fuck it.
There's
I found it this week.
Video of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
There is.
Oh, dude, this guy rules.
And so... Oh, fuck. There goes my vape. Let me...
At the Black People Mall.
See if we can get this up here.
Well, I have exciting.
You guys are gonna
no free it. Content. Yeah, just search police shooting katana.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
I'll send it to you.
You'll see the coolest samurai.
Yeah,
show
it's on a KOLD. Like, there's YouTube and shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's this. I'm not gonna show this whole fucking.
Bye, with the mail. Department issued handgun.
Backstory of this.
Jesus Christ, look at that mugshot.
Backstory of this. The dude, I guess I could read the article before I show the video. Yeah. The PCRIT earlier said 23-year-old Devin Lewis died at the scene at a hotel in the 4800 block of Sao Paulo Verde Road.
Of course.
PCRT said someone called 911 to report Lewis was yelling and waving a sword around in the parking lot. When Pima County Sheriff's Department deputies arrived, they found Lewis standing outside with his sword sheathed. They said following a short conversation between deputies and Lewis, he removed the sword from the sheath and started charging deputies. A deputy then shot Lewis, and other deputies began rendering aid. No other injuries reported. Died at the scene.
The body pillow was not harmed?
I don't believe the body pillow was harmed.
Good.
No
victims.
Yes, but there is a video of it, so I will try and...
Dragging the mail. Out from the room, I bite these up. Down, they laid on the ground. Yeah. You gotta call us. Say that you're screaming. They're waving the sword and stuff. I swear. What's that?
I swear I'm not screaming.
No, that's fine. I mean, I didn't hear you scream when I pulled up. That's just what the call is referencing.
Listen to me now. Listen to me, Holmes. Now you listen to me, dog. Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Yes, what's going on, dude?
I'm trying to achieve something.
Huh?
I'm trying to achieve greatness in the katana. It's just not allowed in the United States.
Well, I mean, we got people calling. I mean, I'm not telling you not to achieve that. What
listen,
I'm saying is...
I'm a hell of responsible. Unless somebody comes at me and is willing to kill me, I am not willing to kill them.
And that's how it should be. I agree 100%. But what we're trying to understand
is... But if they
are
willing to kill me, and if they don't accept that they're willing to kill me, then they
don't accept. No, I mean, that's not the case, man. Like I said, we're here to see what's going on. All right? It's not every day that somebody's out at a hotel waving a katana. You know what I mean? You're what?
I'm related to Dionysus.
So what are you doing?
Achieving greatness, dude.
So I can become better at combat.
Are you not able to do that in the comfort of your room? Yeah, leave it there, dude. Don't f***ing do it.
Put it down,
I'm telling man. You right now.
Put it down.
Don't
f***. Here's...
That is some mall ninja shit.
He was having like an Inuyasha type moment.
He was dead ass. Like, how dare you step up to me? Dude, I'm trying to achieve greatness.
He was having like a Cowboy Bebop Samurai Champloo style monologue right there, and the cops did not want to hear it.
Greek shit.
I'm trying to. Yeah, he says he was related to Dionysus.
What the fuck?
I want to know, like...
A Greek weeaboo? I've never heard of such a thing.
A Greekaboo. It's like peekaboo. Greekaboo. Ah, Pythagoras!
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah, so... Yeah, he tried to achieve greatness with the katana, and he has been canceled by the woke left. And not able to achieve greatness on the katana anymore.
Oh, dude, he would fit right in with the woke left.
No, that's who canceled him. That's who shot him dead.
That's insane. That's literally all of them.
They don't want to see... The left does not want to see greatness with the katana in the U.S.
Yeah. The left sucks, dude. Fuck the left.
This is the worst thing that has happened on the left this week.
This is horrible.
There's definitely nothing else that has happened that is worse than that this week.
Are there any honorable mentions, Bryson? like Biden going on Howard Stern?
I saw someone say he was going to sit on the dryer.
Yeah, going to ride the Sibian, dude. Yeah.
Forgot what the name was, but yeah, I said that Biden was going to ride the Sibian.
That would be so fucking funny.
Oh!
Do you imagine that fucking dumb Jew bastard talking him into that shit?
So Joe, you're just gonna sit right there, okay? All right.
Oh man!
Great heavens! Jill used to do that.
What was the name of his first wife?
Oh, I don't know.
The one that died in the car accident.
I don't know.
Oh well, fuck that bitch.
I was gonna say, don't know, don't care.
Fuck that bitch.
She was not.
She had weak genes.
She died in a car crash. There was another story I found this week that was out of Indiana that had some pretty fun video to it.
Okay.
It was a road rage incident. It was up there with my cool guys, but wasn't actually that cool. It was just a cool video, more or less.
Okay.
It was a road rage thing, and this dude in a truck tries to basically like run into this dude standing outside his Corvette. Corvette dude in the crash, like James Bond's over his car, whips out a gun and just starts firing at the truck driver. It is all in about a 7-second span. It is
gotta be a white guy.
Oh yeah. I mean it was Bloomington, yeah. Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Cooler than the Weeaboo? We're about to find out.
Dude. Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool, dude.
That's badass. I think there was someone in the comments saying that his girl was in the Corvette. So he's out there fucking peacocking by literally just shooting. Dude. I just want to know what incident led to that, because holy shit.
He was on meth, probably.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Just fucking hanging out, decided to go for a cruise, saw some demons and thought he should kill him. Typical shit, dude.
Typical white shit.
Yeah, very typical.
Yeah, it's... I don't know, that was pretty cool, though. I'd say the only other honorable mention I give is to the guy who was bonking the cops with the 5-gallon water jug.
Yeah, it was a pretty good one.
At one of the protests, that was fucking dope.
Yeah, how fucking cool is it that they're claiming that that's completely Russia?
How cool is it that they're claiming it's anti-Semitic and there's literally like arresting Jews for Palestine groups?
So insane, dude.
It is maybe one of the most...
I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. How can anti-Semitism exist when they control the media?
It's a valid point.
I don't know, dude. A little fishy to me.
It's probably the fish they bake.
It's that fucking, what's it called? Yeah. What's it called? That fucking... Gefilte fish?
There you go, yeah.
There, look at me. Using my multiculturalism.
I'm gonna have to keep an eye on you, dude. You're starting to scare me a little bit.
Should come in next week with just a dreidel. Just casually spinning the dreidel throughout the entire podcast.
Wearing a snapback, you got a yarmulke.
Yarmulke. Just
dude, when I dressed up as Epstein for Halloween, the only thing I couldn't get for my costume in time was the yarmulke. That would have been perfect.
Darn.
I know. Dyed my hair gray. I bought the white tennis shoes from Walmart. I had the free Ghislaine shirt. I had everything, dude.
Worst Halloween costume idea.
It was awesome, actually. Next year, this year, I'm going to be Christian.
This is the man Levi who actually introduced me to Chris Chan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. We talk about Chris Chan a lot on this show.
I'm not caught up on any of that documentary.
I'm not much either, but we're thinking about making stickers with our logo of him when he like shoots the cum in Fanta.
Yeah, I have the Chris Chan collection on my laptop. It's like it's a collection of like 5 to 6 stickers that I'm gonna make, and we're gonna sell them like Pokemon cards.
Like that phrase melted me a little. I'm sorry.
Gotta find his. We go to his Etsy store every now and then. And
see. I mean, if we're talking about melting, dude, come in Fanta, come on.
Yeah, we got the certificate of authenticity Sonichu amulet. Oh, he has a Sonichu amiibo.
Oh, dude.
$70, bro.
Oh man.
You just dropped like 3 times that on liquor for this party.
I spent $250 at the liquor store.
Yeah. When we could have had a Sonichu amiibo.
God fucking damn it, dude.
See what? Yeah, there's
next week.
We can get a bag of rocks from his fucking driveway.
I remember us talking about
that. Yeah, the Temple of Sonichu, sacred rocks. Some original comics from him.
Is that the house that got condemned? Is that the same house?
I think so, yeah.
Hell yeah. The one that he killed his dad inside with the mold and the dead cats and shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I forget what the description says.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Each bag holds 1 to 2 crystals / rocks from Chris's personal hoard for maximum blessing, as well as miscellaneous polished rocks and gravel. Each includes a signed certificate from Christine authenticating the bag as filled with not just driveway or flower bed gravel, but her love.
I like how it switches between genders in the description.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's very on par.
Goes from Chris to Christine just like he did in real life.
Bro, did that shit just say it was in 20 carts?
Yeah.
Who's holding down that shit? They didn't buy it right away? What the fuck?
How much is it, dude?
Oh, it was
$15.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That's easy.
That's what I'm saying. They put it in the cart, yeah, but they can't pay for it? What the fuck?
I'll buy that right now.
This one's got 20 plus views in the last few hours. People have it in their cart. It's the Sonichu medallion.
See, the funny thing is you forget how well known he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then there's the $110 one with the megastone.
Yeah.
The motherfucking megastone?
Yeah.
I bet you that was shoved up the ass.
Oh, it probably was. But yeah, it's all real.
The impact that he has had on so many lives. That's so
fucking
wild.
Jesus Christ Chan Sonichu Prime. I think that's what they're going by as now.
Yeah.
I like legitimately like legally changed their name to Jesus Christ Chan Sonichu Prime.
Nice work on the pronouns, dude. I'm proud of you.
Nah, I know.
I'm not that.
Someone has to be woke in this podcast.
Yeah, I'm not that woke.
Yeah, someone has to be woke enough to, you know, offset your horrific. Someone has to be woke enough to offset your atrocities that you commit on a weekly basis into that microphone.
Well, dude, I can't do what you do. I can't walk around doing land acknowledgments and bursting into tears whenever I see a black person. I can't do that shit.
It does take a toll on me, I will admit, but...
Yeah, I bet. Your tear ducts are probably dry, dude.
Yeah, I actually don't have any real emotions. Like, when I feel something, I just have to...
Tweet about it?
Yeah, because all my crying's done just looking at minorities.
I think the crying just goes to me. Sometimes I just randomly cry. I'll just be standing there and I'll just cry.
Yeah.
I think that happens to the best of us.
That's the name of the episode, Teardrops in the Desert.
Teardrops in the college quad.
Is that what happened with Brock Turner?
No, that was in a dumpster. That was in a dumpster. Behind a restaurant, I do believe. And fuck that guy. As a matter of fact, I think I can find his address and dox him because I fucking hate that dude.
You see what I have to deal with here, folks? Every fucking week.
You guys ever go dumpster diving?
No.
You guys ever just play in a dumpster?
No, I was looking through trash last night because it was,
It's because when I was a kid, you just like hop in, hope to God you don't land in glass, but then you know you just climb around.
Find some raccoons, make some friends.
I've never seen that many raccoons until I was an adult. Legit. Even in Chicago, never saw raccoon rats. Raccoons never.
Yeah, rats. That would make sense.
Fucking cockroaches, too.
Ugh.
That's what my family calls them.
This is from about 2 years ago. 916 Acorn Drive, Dayton, Ohio. Fuck that guy. Fuck Brock Turner, if he lives there. Otherwise, I would not. I'm sure the people that live there are nice.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
But
you heard it here first.
If Brock Allen Turner lives at that address, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Bryson just hating on guys being dudes.
After what I just read on that screen, he's a dude.
I found his parents' address. I'm not going to dox them, although I'm sure they're piece of shits, too.
One of them is a dude. And she has two tits.
Hell yeah.
Fuck Brock Turner. Apparently, he just... Oh, no, that was from 7 years ago, not 7 days ago. Never mind.
All right. Well,
who cares?
Do you have any parting words besides doxing people?
No, not really.
All right. Do you have any parting words, my friend? Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah, I remember it was about the Chinese taking over.
I'm here for
On the way here, you keep seeing those signs, cash for houses. Those people are probably hired by people who are hired by people who are hired by the Chinese to collect our land. That's about it.
You heard it here first, folks.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, kind of.
Yeah, you and me are going to get along great.
No, legit, like, I forgot about that. I put that on hold like
an hour ago. that's BlackRock and Vanguard and
the
other one is.
We'll talk to our higher ups now that we have a TikTok and we'll see if we can get in on some of that money.
Yeah, we'll talk to the media moguls, the penny pinchers. You know what I mean?
Dude, I saw that Soulja Boy was offering to buy TikTok.
No. Fucking retard.
Dude, Dracula would buy TikTok.
There's something I'd like to call him, but I just can't.
You have a button for it. You have a button for it.
Yeah, I do.
You hear it calling to you.
Yeah, but you'll have to subscribe to the Patreon to do that. All right, thanks for listening, watching, whatever. Who gives a shit? Bye.